Former Saratoga County Sheriff's Deputy Sean Glanz will appear in court in the coming weeks. Glanz resigned in November after video posted on social media allegedly showed him physically and verbally attacking two men in Half Moon. The two civilians in the video, Colin Fitch of Saratoga Springs and Adam Roberts of Ballston Lake, claimed Glanz violated their civil rights. Glanz was charged with official misconduct and harassment after the video was widely circulated around the internet and drew national media attention. The Saratoga County District Attorney's Office appointed Washington County District Attorney Tony Jordan as a special prosecutor in the case, which led to the postponement of a trial date set in December. Jordan said he expressed to Glanz's defense attorney, Matthew Chauvin, before the postponed trial date, that he believed the charges brought forward by the county were appropriate.
I had expressed to him that I felt that the charges that had been filed were appropriate, and he did not. And I think that's sort of what brought about the discussion of was there a plea offer and was it rejected. And you know, I think at this point, which is often the case in criminal matters, early on the defense attorney and the prosecution may not always agree on certain elements and facets, and that's part of the process to try to work through.
Chauvin said he would provide more information to Jordan in the near future.
As always, with a prosecutor and defense attorney, there's always a difference of opinion. And I think that, you know, there are defenses to the case that exist, and that, you know, we're exploring, you know, an agreed-upon disposition between the prosecution and the defense, and hopefully we'll reach an agreement that is acceptable to my client and that is acceptable to the prosecution and the court.
Jordan said he believed the charges brought against Glanz were fair.
The Saratoga County DA's office and Sheriff's office did a good job in terms of investigating the law and researching and did, you know, find support for within the law and the facts for the official misconduct charge, which is the criminal charge as a misdemeanor because of the act he engaged in.
But some are seeking stronger charges against Glanz. This week, a 2,000 signature petition was delivered by Glens Falls resident Christopher Schmidt, reportedly asking for more charges as well as the release of the name of the officer accompanying Glanz. Jordan said he was notified of the petition, but had not yet read it at the time of this broadcast.
I've heard through other, you know, in other discussions with other people that it's less directed at saying there should be more charges or what they should be, but more about saying this is bothering us. But we'll take a look at what they submitted and see if there's anything relevant in there. And certainly, we'll, you know, I appreciate the fact that they took the time to gather those signatures and submit their concerns.
At a time of tension and protests against police, defense attorney Chauvin said the case may be the victim of larger national conversation. He also weighed in on the petition.
I don't think that either the prosecutor or a defendant or a defense attorney should be making decisions based upon the opinions of the public at large that's not fully informed.
Petition deliverer Christopher Schmidt, who publishes the Glens Falls-based Observation Post, was unavailable for comment Wednesday afternoon. Lucas Willard, WAMC News.